Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the second day of August. The prepper tip of the day is to check all flashlights, batteries, and chargers. And it's very important. You know, when you need these flashlights frequently, it's a very important matter. So make sure they're all in good condition and ready to go. Right now we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His 6 books for sale at amazon.com. I believe Steve Bannon will be joining us at some point, and Steve O'Neill is still iffy, but he may join us also. Leon's with us, held over from the last hour, and good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. A lot of media attention to Nancy Pelosi flying to Taiwan. I believe her plane is scheduled to land in about 2 hours, assuming it's not shot down by the People's Liberation Army, which they've made threats to do that. What Jeff, what in the world's going on here? We've had high-level Americans going to Taiwan for decades. There's nothing new about that. What's different this time, sir?
Well, it looks like the Chinese were an excuse to do something there. And it may be what Mr. Luda is saying has happened yesterday is that the Chinese gave orders to their fishing fleet, which doubles as a militia on the seas, to interfere with Taiwanese traffic, probably in the event of her landing. And then they will see. You know, it's very hard for an aircraft carrier to deal with thousands of really small ships or boats. So it's going to be interesting to see if they do try to start to interfere with ship traffic around Taiwan using these fishing boats that are, by the way, are armed. Some of them are believed to carry mines. So we'll see if it happens. See if what Mr. Wang is saying comes true. There was a thing I saw in the Chinese media yesterday about how their command down there is waiting for the order, you know, to start a war. So it's like, okay.
All right. Well, a fishing vessel could be approximately what size from the low end to the high end? What size could these fishing vessels be, if you know offhand?
Well, I mean, I think technically isn't a ship above 100 feet long?
Well, we just happen to have a former U.S. Navy officer with us, and that's not my expertise. Leon, jump right in there.
Oh, no. We were out Guam, Okinawa, way out in the middle of the ocean, and Japanese trawlers are out there, and they're anywhere from, you know, 300 feet, and I've seen a couple that were over 1,000, 1,500 feet. So they, you know, depending on the nature of the underlying ship, or a fishing boat, yeah, it really depends on that. But, I mean, when they were killing the whales, these things are massive. You know, they may come back with 100 whales. And so yeah, these aren't rinky dink boats. And if they have mines, then yeah, they would be quite damaging on the high seas.
Yeah, so I understand. I was told that the Chinese have 17,000 of them, and they're crewed with People's Armed Militia. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, it's an unusual way to conduct a blockade is to use these ships. But this is what if they take Pelosi's landing as provocation, that is what I'm told what Mr. Luda is claiming is, or Mr. Wang of Luda Media is claiming is going to happen if she lands. So we'll see if that happens.
I guess we will. I guess we will. Well, we're always looking for updates from you, Jeff, as to your confidential sources coming out of China. And what updates, if any, do you have for us, sir?
That's the update. They're saying that they're waiting. You know, the Chinese military's primed. The fishing boats are being put into position. They're going to be put into position to form a kind of a wall of boats stretching over a stretch of sea south. It was on a map I saw yesterday, south east of Taiwan, and that was going to form a kind of a shell around Taiwan that's going to interfere. Now, what kind of interference of ship traffic? Are they going to try to intimidate ships, dissuade them? Would they actually attack a ship? I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see if they actually try to use these fishing trawlers, fishing boats, ships in this way.
Well, Leon, with my state-of-the-art weaponry, even a fishing vessel, a 100-foot fishing vessel, could carry weapons that could bring down an aircraft carrier, couldn't they, sir?
Especially if we're talking about the mine. I saw one of your listeners from Arizona sent me a bunch of pictures of what he's talking about, and it showed the 17,000 or a portion of the 17,000 ships. Most of them seem to be between 60 and 100 feet long, and they're all tied up together on these docks. And but if these are the larger ones, you know, the ones that can carry, you know, hundreds of tons, then yeah, they could deploy mines. And assuming that the Chinese have enough mines to do that, but yeah, if they just went out and just started dumping them, we don't have enough 50 cal to blow up all the mines, even if they weren't even present for us to do that. We blew up a bunch of mines in the first Persian Gulf War. So, and these are the ones that were floating on top. And depending on how sophisticated they are, they can dump them in the depth of the water. They can dump them, and they can be magnetically activated, or they can be remotely activated as well. So, I mean, I don't know that the level of sophistication that they have, and also the amount. They may have the more sophisticated ones they're going to keep near their homeland, but the rest of them that are, you know, these are the expendables. You know, the 17,000 small fishing boats, those, even if they did a physical blockade and they got really close out to sea, yeah, that would be a wall and be very difficult for the Navy to get around it other than explosions. And there's other things that we have in our arsenal that aren't really released to the general public, just like when the F-117 you know, hit Iraq. Nobody knew about it other than some of the people who were the friends. We said, oh, that, you know, I saw a UFO over here in Area 51 and China Lake and Groom Lake and all the other places that we have operations. And so we have things up our sleeve, but we aren't going to release them until, you know, it's going to be necessary.
Absolutely. We got open lines if you got a question or comment for the Tuesday Morning Roundtable at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, I haven't read your most recent article. I'm going to look at it here right now and tell people about your most recent article at jrnyquist.blog. And the title of the article posted July 28th is Interview with Amber and Joe. And I'll read the introduction here. The Soviet strategic plan for the establishment of their socialism worldwide does, without a doubt, exist, and however flexible and pragmatic Soviet policy appears, it is essentially directed towards the achievements of the plan's objectives. Objectives which have been, are, and will remain utterly inimical to and subversive of the freedoms enjoyed by the states of the Western world. And that's authored is Jan Sezna, a Czech communist defector. So I want to encourage people to go to jrnyquist.blog and read this most recent article, and you may want to go to the archives. And Jeff, how can people contribute to the site to support you, sir?
There's a PayPal button below every video and article on the site.
That's pretty simple. And PayPal is very reliable. I've been using PayPal for 10-plus years without any major problems. We got our first call here, gentlemen. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. I'd like to ask this question particularly to Jeff Nyquist, but the whole panel can answer this question. I'm going to play devil's advocate, which is a lot of your people on the street who don't know about this stuff are basically we're going to have Trump come into office. Everything's going to be okay. All this stuff with China is just saber rattling. What do you guys think of that mindset, which is I got a roof over my head, food in my belly. Don't worry about it. You guys are overreacting.
Well, it's I hope they're right.
I hope they are too. But I'm playing devil's advocate. Because the mindset of the people is either they don't know about this, they haven't heard about this, they don't read the sources that you guys read or that I read, and people put up the depression as the gold standard, and a lot of people just don't buy this stuff, which is we're not in the recession or depression, we got plenty of food, don't worry about it, you guys are overreacting. What do you think?
Overreacting. I'm not really reacting. I'm just reporting things that are being said. The Chinese mobilization reports, the increase in readiness of the People's Liberation Army, the movement of troops, the movement of two corps headquarters, the repositioning of strategic rockets. These are real events. The Chinese and Russians getting together to coordinate their potential aggression. Well, the Russian aggression happened. So there are, you know, there's a problem with food. There's 40 million people in Africa short of food right now because of the war in Ukraine. That's pretty horrible. You know, thousands and thousands of people have been killed. Probably over 100,000 people have been wounded in Ukraine. And it's, you know, it's happening. It's not happening to us right now. But the Russians have been threatening nuclear war over it. We've been sending help to the Ukrainians. It's kind of getting scary. And people can have their normalcy bias, but I think there's a kind of a point to watching what's happening and being ready, and not just being ready, you know, having extra food and water, which everybody should have, but also psychologically being ready, participating as a citizen, watching what your government's doing and kind of saying, you know, I'm going to be voting next time around. Maybe I want a few different people in government here managing this. So So, you know, maybe if it actually meant something to you, you would want to participate more and be better informed.
Jeff, you are so right about that. I agree with you 100%, and you are right about the Chinese, you know, mobilizing their stuff. And you know what the key term is before I go? It hasn't happened to us. A lot of people's mindset is, who cares about Ukraine, Africa, and the rest of the world? I'm all set. I got food in my belly. I got a roof over my head. I got a nice car. And all this is just talk and saber rattling. And they'll get to the negotiating table, settle all this at the negotiating table, and life goes on. I'll let you guys ponder that thought, and do have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank Jeff, we appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, you've been at this more than 36 years. You've reached tens of thousands of people all over the world. I would rather see it be millions of people all over the world, but your success, and I regard your success, has been very helpful for the thinking men and women all over the world, and the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show are thinking men and women who are doing what they can to take care of their families. The times ahead of us are going to, almost without a doubt, get more difficult, won't they, Jeff?
Well, yeah, because certain things have been set in motion. Look, the Russians and the Chinese, to some extent, the Russians especially, can't walk back what they've done. Maybe they can, you know, it'll be interesting diplomatically, but people aren't going to trust them because of the kind of rhetoric they've used, because of the lies that they've told. The Russians and the Chinese are not going to be trusted. You know, the COVID thing really hurt the Chinese. It led a lot of people, economic players, and of course, they're still in our capital markets. They're still involved, but there's been a pullback because of their behavior, because of their, threatening Australia over the Australian Prime Minister saying, we want to know what really happened with COVID release. We want an investigation. And China reacts with a kind of economic slap at Australia. So Australia's coal imports into China get cut off. And, of course, China ended up hurting themselves comically. It was a pratfall. But this kind of indicates, you know, there's something really wrong with those people who are governing China. They're not our friend, you know, and people were seeing that. And it's really long term, you know, with Trump. Trump did affect the Chinese economy, but all of these actions by China and Russia are affecting, you know, sanctions and, you know, companies. You don't have to have sanctions for companies just to spontaneously start pulling back from a country. And it can have a really wide ranging effect.
Absolutely, a wide-ranging effect, and people need to keep that in mind and do what they got to do to protect their family, because we can't count on the government to do that, can we?
No,
not at all. Well, Leon, you're one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. Jeff is a prepper, I'm a prepper, and we do what we can to take care of ourselves and educate others, don't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. Across the board. I mean, when I meet people on the street, and you know, we talk about some of the issues, and I find out, you know, what their mentality is, and they say, "Yes, I am." It comes back to operational security. Many people are, you know, are kind of jaded, which is good that they, you know, they want to keep their cards close to their chest. But if you are trying to build a community, you're going to have to open up eventually to both, you know, bring in the good and also eliminate the bad at the same time. So, you know, whether it's trying to eat compost and sharing eggs and ideas, or even having a buffer zone around the community.
Hold on, gentlemen. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a very nice $50 discount because my listeners are grandfathered in to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, the exact same way, the exact same equipment that the Department of Defense does. EMP Shield equipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. And let's see, gentlemen, our next caller is Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. Changes up a little this morning. I asked my question first and build the case for asking it. Would you agree that a subset of communism is goose-stepping as a litmus test of tyrants? George Orwell said goose-stepping was more terrifying than a dive bomber. Author Norman Davies traced it back, the origins, to the Prussian army in the 17th century. Later, the German parades adopted in the 20th century. Now we observe it in Russia and China, North Korea, and virtually all the communist countries. A case in point, last month, July 1st, the firefighters and the Hong Kong police under Britain marched with bent knees. Now they all goose step under China for so-called patriotism and national security. America, there's no goose stepping at the Arlington National Cemetery during the changing of the guard. Only a solemn, stationary sidekick of dignity and honor. But other areas, such as education, the muckraking journalist Upton Sinclair, in his 1923 book, Goose Step Book, he pointed out the hierarchy in education. And in the arts, a doctoral dissertation, June 2014, at the University of Malta, by a Alaria Christian Zomit, she argues that the New York City Rockettes have brainwashed the audience to like goose-stepping. Think about it. Now, there is a warning to all stiff-kneed goose-steppers, Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. It'd be far better to willingly send an email now than to face God's wrath to comply later. Gentlemen, have I made my case?
Well, I'm going to comment here. First of all, brainwashing requires weeks and months. A one-hour performance with somebody sitting in a chair is not going to brainwash anybody. That can't happen in 1 hour. Jeff, you got any follow-up or comment on the matter of goose-stepping, sir?
Well, it's amusing. I was amused. I've often thought that, the goose-stepping is, there's some kind of relation between that and being aggressive, militarily aggressive. But, you know, I don't know. It is done by those countries that are have more totalitarian governments, it seems, or more authoritarian governments. So, it's an interesting vignette.
Okay. Anything else, Jeremy?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John, Jeff, and Leon. Hi. I have a different comment or question, but on the goose stepping, I was I understood what the previous caller was saying right up until he got to the Rockettes thing. The Rockettes bend their legs and then flick the lower leg out and do them like high kicks. And as to goose stepping itself, let them do it. It's got to be hard on the spine. It can't be a healthy thing. It's got to be hard on, your bodies were designed to bend and flex and absorb shock and stuff like that. And you lock that knee. It's got to be heck on the lower spine. So I don't think it's very good in terms of physical conditioning. But my question is for Jeff. I wanted to pose the same question I posed yesterday. But specifically to Jeff, and that is to say that international diplomacy is not the job of the United States legislature. We have an executive branch. We have a president. We have a vice president. We have a secretary of state. We have other State Department officials. We have the ambassador corps. What is a legislator doing running around the world trying to pretend to be an international diplomat?
Well, I don't think she's doing diplomacy, actually. It's usually legislatures, they send people abroad and they do like fact-finding or whatever. They do these kind of trips. So I'm not sure exactly what she's, I haven't really listened to what she said, why she's doing it. But I would suspect it's she would say, well, I'm on a trip. I'm visiting with other legislators. We're trading information or it's fact-finding,
It doesn't. Okay. Well, I'm not even sure that actually is something that they should be doing. But,
you want to hold on to the break here, Glenn?
Sure. Real
okay,
quick.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Inflation reduction spending? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The inflation reduction spending package currently being suggested by Congress may be the most idiotic thing I've ever seen Congress try. And that's saying a lot. Inflation is when money becomes worth less. Money becomes worth less when there is too much money in the market. A spending bill, any spending bill, that puts more money in the market will only make inflation worse. Couple that with raising taxes and you get complete economic collapse. The proposed 15% minimum corporate tax will be passed along to you and me, the consumers. It is an obvious fact that only consumers pay taxes. So, government spending makes inflation worse, and higher taxes take even more of what's left. It honestly looks like our government wants us to just be too poor to survive. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, you can watch me make my most recent parachute jump. That was July of 2017, a couple of years ago. A lot of fun. I made 2 jumps that weekend. And we also have, if you scroll down really far, we haven't talked about this in quite a while, down, 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 new coastlines in the media. It's dozens of still shots from movies, some magazine articles, but mostly movies and TV shows, going back to the mid-1950s of North America with new coastlines. A couple of them are very, very close to the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to demonstrate what the Navy scientists believe will be happening to all over the world, including North America. So that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, products that are will help you have a better life, such as Liberator Rocket Heater, if you want to be warm, cozy, and save money this coming winter, which is only 5 months away. You may want to check out the Liberator Rocket Heater. And energy cleaners, I'll be getting energy cleaners from Berry Hill this week to get caught up on the back orders and have a small supply for new orders, such as Andrew from EMP Shield. He is wants to have an engine cleaner for himself, and we will get that in, get that taken care of this week. So everything's at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad at 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. And Glenn, you got some further comments?
Oh, by the way, John, 2017 was half a decade ago. it's actually a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I was just saying about the Pelosi and the State Department. I mean, who's, you know, as I said yesterday, why are the American taxpayers, where is the dollar value? Where is the bang for the buck? Why are the American, you know, people being asked to front millions of dollars in tax money for her little jaunt, you know? And it does seem it's like more about her trying to seem authoritative and powerful and important prior to the elections and that sort of thing. So, you know, it all seems to be about her. I don't think she's accomplishing anything all that efficacious on behalf of the American people. And, you know, like I say, leave the international travel and dialoguing with other governments to those who, you know, to whom it is delegated in their job descriptions. But anyway, all right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, I want your prognostication on how much credibility we should give to threats from Russia, for example. Russia says if Ukraine becomes part of NATO that they will invade Ukraine or Poland or do something to start another war. The People's Liberation Army threatening to shoot down the aircraft with Nancy Pelosi. How much credibility should we give these threats, sir?
Well, the question is, why are they making them? Look, Nancy Pelosi, I think, has been to Taiwan before. American politicians have landed there all the time over the years. Why is it a big issue now? And as far as Ukraine joining NATO, a country that has already been invaded by Russia is not going to join NATO. I think that's pretty clear that's not going to happen. NATO doesn't really want to be at war with Russia. They backed off from the process of inviting Ukraine and Georgia back in 2008 when Georgia showed Russia invaded Georgia. You know NATO was taken aback and thought, we pushed them too hard. We don't want to do that. So there was no more movement in that direction. So more recently, they were merely asserting the right of sovereign right of Ukraine to join an alliance, not to actually taking the steps to do it. And the Russians, there was no immediate danger of Ukraine joining NATO and the Russians invaded. So, you know, they can make out of these things whatever they want. If they want a pretext for war, the question is, why would China and Russia want a war now? That's really the question, because that's what they're pushing for. They're making something out of things that have happened that have been normal for years. Why now? What's the big deal now?
Agreed. Well, have you reached a conclusion as to that question, sir?
There seems to be some kind of an agreement between Russia and China to push the rest of the world around and to do things like withholding fertilizer, playing games with food and oil and gas to try to extend their power and to get people all shaken up and to perhaps cause disturbances in other countries and maybe break up the alliances that are hemming them in and preventing them from enlarging their sphere of influence, you know, enlarging their spheres of influence. So that's what it appears it could be, because they have the advantage in nuclear weapons. They're trying to pick a nuclear fight. You know, that's my fear.
Okay. Let's do a segue here. Yesterday, President Biden gave a nationwide television address announcing that this Ayman al-Zawahiri has been killed by a CIA drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan. What's the significance of this, Jeff, if there is any?
The Democrats want to be able to win over voters. They want to appear strong.
Well, a very dramatic background for the President Biden. He got Washington Monument over his left shoulder. Lincoln Memorial over his left shoulder. Washington Monument just behind his right shoulder in the background there. Very dramatic background, to say the least. Let's take our next caller. Looks like Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, good morning, guys. It does seem like everything is moving, regardless of the particular reason, everything tends to be moving toward war and or at the same time a financial collapse of this country. At least, you know, if people are not preparing, at least they're not even looking at what's at the grocery store right in front of their face. And anyway, I was counseling a lady yesterday, and she has moved over here out of Washington because she lives in a gated community, and still her next-door neighbor has had their catalytic converter cut out of her car twice. People have stolen it out of a gated community with armed guards, and they somehow got in there and were able to do that. And so she's moved over here, but they're very well off, but they're carrying a $300,000 mortgage here and have a house over there worth a couple of million. And so I was trying to tell her, I said, you know, you're not thinking this thing through very well. And I'm going somewhere with this story, actually. I said, why not have the mortgage on something over there? Because she works remotely and so does her husband. And anyway, I told her, I said, you know, if the internet, just forget the grid, if just the internet goes down, you're without for, you know, 2 or 3 months, you're not going to be able to make those mortgages. And she said, well, we'd have to go back to Washington. I said, is that what you want to do? I said, why not carry a mortgage over here, over there, and leave that if you have to, and have it over here, you know, in Montana, where it's going to be a lot safer than it is going to be over there in the crazies. But people are not thinking. Even last week when we were talking at the roundtable and you guys were going through your preps, it sounded like Leon hasn't finished his house. Steve Benoon hasn't finished his house. The other Steve hasn't finished his house. Jeff is running on a pellet stove, and most pellet stoves have electric copper except for that Liberator that John sells. They have electric coppers that have to run, so you got to have some kind of electricity to be able to do this, and it didn't sound like any of the greenhouses or gardens were complete. I'm a little bit, I guess, taken back by that last week, and it kind of shocked me. And then this lady who has means, I mean, she said they paid off a $400,000 mortgage in 3 years. That's how much money they're making. So they have the ability to do that. And I know you can only do what you can do. I'm not cutting you guys down at all. All I'm saying is, folks, this is coming, and it's going to be, if you don't, this is going to be preparing for the worst in such a way and a manner and a fashion that is going to be devastating. If you haven't got chainsaws and way to get wood or cut wood or have 3 or 4 years at least worth of stuff ahead, the best you possibly can, gasoline, propane, all of these things need to, I struggle to make ends meet. and yet I have been able to do that. We have a very large garden. I have two greenhouses. We put up, and we live up here in the sort of the frozen north, not quite as bad as Jeff, but our stuff and our, we have fruit and vegetables that are just now coming in. Whereas most of you guys there in Missouri, you've been picking them and eating them and for a while now. So it, to me, it seems like, you know, we say things, but it doesn't seem like the powerful push to be able to see that this winter is coming up here. It's 3 months. We'll be burning wood by the middle of October at night. And I'm sure Jeff will wind up having to burn something up there by the middle of October in that same vein. You know, you guys in Missouri might have 5 months, but I don't know. I just guess I don't understand why there isn't more of a push and people can't even recognize what's right in front of them. And if we go to war, all bets are off. This thing is fixing to collapse right or down around your ears. Period. I mean, if we go to war, they're going to use that as a talk about the ultimate excuse to be able to collapse the economy and blame it on someone else. They're going to do that overnight, folks. And you think the supply chain is broken now? Wait till the lack of diesel engine oil and DEF fluid and all of the and all of the other supply parts that are in the supply chain ain't moving. So you're gonna be stunned. Like I said, Pelosi going over there on broomstick one, you know, trying to start something. If they do that, I think it's intentional. I think it is intentional consequences, so that in case some kind of incident happens, they can blame it and spend more money, but blame it on the Chinese, blame it on the Russians, all of our problems. If you wanted number one excuse on earth, this would be it. And I think people that are not at 95 to 98% prepared already, your time is practically out, in my opinion. And I'll get your guys' comments. And I'm not trying to come down on anybody. I'm not. It just seems to me that you got to move faster.
Okay, Kyle. I'll start with a response. And if Leon and Jeff have any, that's fine. If they don't, that's okay also. First of all, on a hobby farm, the work never ends. There's always something to be done. No matter how far along you are, no matter how good everything
Absolutely.
Is, there's always something more to be done. And Leon, you got any response to Kyle there?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I have probably 2 years of wood, but we have 50 acres of wooded forest. So I could, all the dead drops, I can just use that if I had to. So, and the wood's already, it's already processed. All I have to do is just cut it to length, 16 inches. And, so in this case, I've used and I've done Mike Adams' indoor growing system and grew a bunch of things. I've stopped that now because my focus is on the chickens, and I just had two chickens lay two eggs yesterday. So now, you know, I'm dumping everything else. My summer garden is going to be put on hold until I get that chicken tractor up and running, and I have nest box coming. So you're always going to be working on it. And like the other things, the oil, the engine oil, the fuel, gas, and a propane and all those other things. You're right, Kyle. The advantage of living up north is your attention to detail and getting focused on heat production is much more than the people down south who get kind of complacent. And but they have issues with air conditioning. And if they get too hot, the number of fatalities goes through the roof. And you already saw that last year when they had that huge hot spell or the heat wave that went through Texas, and I think it was like 50 people died. So, you know, it is something, and you're right. Our house here is not built, and that's because the people who own it, the location, they've been they have not sold their house. And so the place here is not ideal. but it would work in a grid down scenario. But the number of people that we'd be able to house here going from, you know, 20 to 25 would drop down substantially. And we'd have to incorporate lots of outbound tents and things of that nature. So you are correct, and I understand your frustration. And the people who are thinking, I can go buy gas when there's a hurricane, those people, and I can buy a generator then, they, you know, they're delusional. It's going to be too late for them to do all these things, to acquire the food and, you know, everything else they're going to do. So you're right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, we have a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gentlemen, well, we got a good response from Leon. Jeff, do you have any response to Kyle's comments before we move on, sir?
No, not really.
Okay, well, let's move on. Kyle, thank you for your call. Let's go to John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question concerning is Jeff there?
He's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question concerning whether, in fact, we are in the third Obama administration, and I'd like to know about the mystery of his origin and his upbringing.
The mystery of whose origin?
Also, Barack Obama.
Well, that's two questions. Well, before we go on, let's see if Jeff has a response to the first question. Jeff, John believes that we're now having the third Obama administration. Your response, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. People have that thought. I don't know what the reality is about this being a third Obama administration. I mean, look, Obama, I believe Obama is a communist. I think he hides it. He was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis. There's a lot of things about Obama's birth and origins that we don't know. People could look at Mike Zullo's work, the detective who worked for Sheriff Arpaio, looking at the long form birth certificate, where two experts, forensic experts, said that the long form electronic birth certificate was photoshopped. It was a fraud. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions there.
Okay. And let's.
What about Andy Martin from Chicago, the Chicago attorney who in 2008 tried to prove that he was born a Muslim, and from sources he would not name said that his biological father, he went to Hawaii to prove it and learned from sources that he did not name that his biological, Obama's biological father was in fact Frank Marshall Davis.
I don't believe that. The person who really has done the most investigation into Barack Obama's birth was Mike Zullo. And he does not believe that Frank Marshall Davis was Obama's biological father. But we do know that he mentored him. And Frank Marshall Davis was a card-carrying communist, member of the Communist Party USA, and his FBI file indicates the FBI suspected Davis of being a KGB agent.
Was there any connection between his mother's family and the CIA?
I know people have made those allegations. I don't know that they are true.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. We got another call on hold. We got a 1 hour, top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.